I'm Vicky Merrick, the local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, a young man in Truro is pruning wild blueberries.
In 2022, Aaron Hurst started selling wild blueberries at farmers markets on the Outer Cape. He spent a lot of time in the woods, filling up bucket after bucket with our tiny, abundant berries. And as he picked, he noticed something.
Because I was harvesting these blueberry plants, and a lot of them just look kind of sickly.
When winter came, he decided to do some research. He wanted to know, how can I help these plants that are helping me make a living?
And, you know, besides things that you would normally do, like fertilizing and trying to make the soil more acidic.
Which Aaron felt like he couldn't really do in the wild places where he was picking.
The main thing was every website said pruning is pretty much the most important because these plants are pretty much made to be pruned.
So that winter, while the plants were still dormant, Aaron started cutting some of them back. And he says, when he told people about this, he got some really interesting reactions.
People who I know are very knowledgeable in both agriculture and conservation will laugh at me when I tell them that I prune wild blueberries. Like, they're like, that's ridiculous. It's wild. It's in nature. Why would any interaction from a human be good for it?
Aaron says he's come to see this reaction as rooted in a Western colonial worldview that sees the world as a zero-sum competition, humans versus nature. In this line of thinking, Aaron points out,
anything that's good for us is bad for nature, and what we need to do is lessen our impact as opposed to improve our impact and have it be a mutually beneficial interaction.
Which, when it comes to pruning wild blueberries, he believes it is.
The reason why a lot of these fruit plants respond so well to pruning is very likely because they co-evolved with human beings for hundreds of thousands of years. The fact is, these plants have been under a certain regime of forage management by indigenous people for the majority of their existence as a plant on Cape Cod.
That management historically involved frequent burning, which renewed the plants on a regular basis, clearing out dead wood above ground and allowing their robust root systems with all the stored starches and proteins and nutrients to send up new sprouts. I found out from Aaron that all blueberry canes start losing productivity after only 6 years. But this doesn't mean that cutting them back will kill the plant.
The cool thing about lowbush blueberries is that the different patches are all genetically distinct from each other. But in one single patch, it'll be every plant is a clone of each other. Like, they're all connected to each other through the same rhizomes. So if you were to go down here and cut out most of this dead stuff, those rhizomes would be really happy because then they can send up new growth that looks just like this.
The cane Aaron's holding is bright red, clearly healthy and covered in leaf buds. This summer, he says, it will start photosynthesizing, sending sugars down to the tangled mat of rhizomes or roots below ground that will then allow the plant to make more fruit. And he says what he initially thought was a simple act, pruning a blueberry bush to restore its health, has for him become symbolic of a bigger conversation we need to be having.
What we're doing now is implementing this hands-off kind of conservation policy where the default mode is to go to a regime of don't do anything because that's one that people can generally agree upon. And what we're finding now is a lot of places in the world are learning how to move past that.
What excites Aaron most about the prospect of implementing new conservation strategies centered on blueberries in particular is this idea of connecting our economic well-being to the well-being of our land.
Which is something that we know is possible through, like, wealthy oysters, for example. But there are so many other things, and, you know, everybody likes to walk their dog through the woods or walk through the sand dunes and stare off wistfully into the ocean. But there's actually an entire resilient ecosystem of edible, usable plants that is just sitting out there waiting to be revitalized.
For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Well, you can learn more about pruning wild blueberries right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.